It's school week. Many kids getting on the buses, walking to school, however they're doing it, and they're getting back into the classroom. With that, for parents, grandparents, and guardians, you want these kids to stay safe. What are some measures we can put in place as parents, grandparents, and guardians on their way to and from school or while they wait at the bus stop and such? Kind enough to join us this morning is Tim Dimoff, who does this for a living. He's the president CEO of Sachs Consulting and Investigative Services. And Tim, you do a lot of this teaching and tips to put in place with safety with children and such. Where would you start when you talk about back to school safety for the students?
Well, like anything else, I think the parents need to sit down and talk to their kids, especially the much younger ones, and explain to them, you know, what is acceptable, what is not acceptable, what to be looking out for, etc. But back to the bottom line rule, Ray, is always tell all kids, no matter what age, the buddy system. Always be with somebody else everywhere you are at the bus stops, walking in and out to buildings, to parking lots, to whatever. Always try to have somebody, at least one or two other people, other kids with you, because numbers is where the strength and the safety is. One other thing, Ray, I do want to point out some new guidelines with the Akron Public Schools that only clear bags are going to be permitted at all the events this year as far as basketball, football games, and those kind of things. The clear bags are going to make it easier and faster to move the students and adults through entrances to events, to the schools, and everything. So this is sort of a big change. And then, of course, at certain locations and certain events, there'll be metal detectors and security screening. But once again, the big change is clear bags for easy and quick access.
Tim Dimoff is with us, President, CEO, Sachs Consulting Investigative Services. About 80%, Tim, of students, middle school and high school, participate in extracurricular activities, and it's starting to get darker and darker, and that means these activities, whether it be band, cheering, athletics, drama club, science club, whatever that might be, these students will be coming out to the parking lot or going home, walking, however that might be, in the dark on some occasions, or at the very least, they might be by themselves. Talk to us, parents, grandparents, and certainly guardians, about measures to have in place. And obviously that's phone and being aware and such. But go down that road, because that type of situation affects almost all families.
Yeah, Ray. And with all these activities, you know, you want to utilize parking lots, parking areas where there's a lot of light, a lot of bright light. Akron Public Schools and other schools have gone to great lengths to really upgrade their lighting in these parking lot areas. And, you know, research has shown that where there is lighting, and in fact good bright lighting, has a significant less problem with crimes, assaults, attacks. Once again, students are coming in and out. The buddy system becomes the norm, and having the ability to walk out with other students or with adults, whatever. So on those kind of things, lighting and the buddy system are really the strength of that for security. One last thing is we all, students and adults, we need to be looking around as we go into and come out of buildings and everything else. Students especially will get on their cell phones and they'll be looking at their cell phones as they walk to their cars. So So that's the other big danger. Do not be looking at your cell phone. Keep your head up, your eyes on a swivel, and be looking around the entire area where you're walking and where you're going to be walking and where your vehicle or your pickup is. So not having a cell phone or not being glued to a cell phone is huge and really important.
Yeah, and I want to go back to the beginning because we actually had an incident, not to share too many details, but one of my daughters was at a track event. A couple of her friends went to the concession stand. She was sitting there by herself. All of a sudden, young man, she estimated to be between 30 and 35, sat down close to her, started talking nonchalant about his track background, how he was really good at this, asking her about this. And all of a sudden, he moved a little bit closer, and she got a little creepy. She didn't like the situation. She sent a text message to her sister and friends, and they immediately came on back. That situation, Tim, could have been innocent, but those are things to be leery of. And I bring that up because really these type of situations, often we'll talk about shopping centers and dark and that type of thing, but unfortunately people can move in. Sometimes it seems innocent, but it's really not.
Yeah, unfortunately, Ray, that's a perfect example of something that's just simply not acceptable and should get immediate reaction. Your daughter did an excellent job by, number one, being leery of it, being nervous about it, not thinking it's some innocent thing, thinking more about, I have to think potentially it could be a problem. And then texting her sister and friends, and the fact your sister and friends immediately came back. So once there's more than one there, it pretty well drains the opportunity for anything further to happen. And, you know, we can talk all day about the buddy system, mm-hmm. but assaults, rapes, robberies, attacks, all this violence, the majority of time, it's going to be because someone is alone, isolated, and criminals and people with wrong intentions, they're like, they got their constant radar out. They're walking around observing. They're waiting for somebody to be alone. And when they're alone, they immediately look at that as their best opportunity.
Yeah, and Tim, you know, when you look at Akron Public Schools, a lot of the students in APS are walking to and from their schools, and that goes hand in hand what you're saying, right, Tim? Walk to school with a buddy. Don't say, hey, when I was young, I used to walk a mile and a half to school by myself. Things have changed. Make sure those young students have a partner, right, Tim?
Absolutely. When me and my brother were young, we walked to grade school. My parents always stressed, even back then, you guys walk together, you wait for each other, you walk there, you wait for each other, and you walk home together. You take care of each other. And that was great advice even way back then, and it's even more important today.
All right, Tim. Thank you for joining me this morning, school week, with so many students going back to school this week and next week. Appreciate the insight, my friend. Thanks for being part of the show again.
Thank you, Ray.